Welcome to Bedtime Stories for the Discerning Child.
So, Saskia, I want to ask you about the podcast a little bit and about stories. What's a story?
A story is something you talk about.
And do you think that other people listening to our podcast have gotten ideas for their own stories?
Maybe.
Like when you hear a story, when I tell you a story, what happens in your mind?
I see what you tell in my mind.
You see it? Like pictures?
Yeah.
What does it feel like? Is it...
It feels good.
It feels good? Does how I tell the story change the pictures? Like if I'm talking really loud or really quietly, do you think the pictures change?
Yeah, because then I think they're whispering because there's bad people like the gadgets.
So they have an episode coming up where they're going to find out some pretty interesting stuff.
This is it. In this episode, there's going to be a lot of exciting stuff and a lot of like stuff that's not very good and a lot of stuff that you haven't known, and it's really, really cool.
Okay, should we say enjoy the story?
Enjoy the story.
It's really pretty.
She put a candle in
it. Yeah, it looks like fire. Like you're holding a campfire in your hand. The old man drew a door, and they came through into a forest, right? Right at the beginning of the chapter. But where was the forest? Was it inside somewhere?
No, it was in a tiny room as big as my curtains.
Yeah, as big as your bedroom. There's a room, there's like a forest with big trees and stars in the sky. And then they went through another door.
And I couldn't see the ceiling, I bet.
That's right. And they went through another door. And what was happening in that room?
There was a big chandelier that they were singing.
And people were?
Dancing.
And it was cool, right? It was beautiful.
And then one room, they saw light coming out of the room. And then Wisp went across the room and he jumped and said, "Rah!" And then the kids jumped and said, "Rah!" And then standing in the room was the man in black with a light bulb on his chest and more, and his other men with light bulbs on their chest, and that light bulb was actually mean, and that they don't like magic, and the people with the magic wand, the golden wands on their chest, mean they do like magic.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So,
can I help you do this story for the kids when they listen to the podcast? Because it's part of a podcast.
You already do help.
But can we share the pooey one?
Well, that's not what we're doing now, though.
I know, but I also want to share the pooey.
Pooey story? Well, maybe.
I didn't mean the snowflake one.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know which one you mean.
The one with the poo sitting in the toilet.
Oh, sure. We tell some pretty silly stories. Are you ready for chapter 5?
Yeah.
And I like when you're a part of it. That's what this is all about. It's not just me talking. It's your questions and the things you say and stuff they're really important.
They're part of me?
Well, they're part of the story. They always are.
You know what time it is? 8.
I have probably about 10 minutes of story, so should I get started?
Whoa.
Okay.
I hold in my breath too long, and I shake my hand, and then that fell in. I got a special way of holding it.
Yeah. Chapter 5. The girls and the boy and the old man were falling. After they had fallen through the door on the floor, they were just falling through the air. And it was dark, but they could sort of see below them a blue light that was kind of shimmering. You know what shimmering is?
No.
Like if you shine light into the top of water and it bounces and it kind of has that twinkly, shimmery feeling to it. And the light from below was turquoise. And as they fell towards it, just before they landed, Myrrh realized it was an ocean. And she thought in her mind, "Oh no, 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 I've come all this way to this strange place. And I'm just going to get allergic to the seaweed in this ocean. And I'm going to start coughing like I always do and getting a rash like I always do. And I hate that. And I want it. And you know what the weird thing about hitting water from falling is? In this place, when they hit the water, it wasn't the top of the water they hit, but the bottom of the water. So when they came through into the water.
Is that the midnight zone?
No.
Were they at the very bottom of the ocean?
They were at the bottom of an ocean.
Really dark because the light can't come through?
It wasn't as deep of an ocean. It was a shallow part of an ocean. Not so deep.
Was it where the coral reef is?
Yes. And they came up through the water. And the strange thing happened. The first thing happened was Grace was having trouble breathing because she only had a little bit of air in her lungs when she hit the water. And there was nowhere to take a breath. And she started to get really scared. And she started to shake her arms all around and twist her hair all around and think, oh, no, oh, no, I'm going to run out of air. I'm going to drown. But then Wisp, the old man with the wispy beard that was now floating beautifully through the water, he smiled and he reached into his clothes and he pulled out a tiny, very thin, and very beautiful light wood wand. And he waved it in the water slowly in a little circle. And the little circle turned into a bubble. And the bubble floated towards Grace. And it went around her. And then all the water in the bubble drained away. And then Grace realized that she was fine and she was protected in a bubble. And Grace looked to Myrrh, and Myrrh was floating through the water thinking, I'm not having any trouble breathing in this water. And she didn't know what was going on. And then she turned to see what was happening with her brother Fish. And Fish was gone. She didn't see him. And
he wasn't there.
And Wisp just smiled and smiled in a way that told her that everything was fine. So she was still wondering where Fish was, but she wasn't worried. And then she looked at her hands, and her hands looked good. And even though there was seaweed floating around her, she felt okay. And she looked to, as she was kicking in the water, and she looked to her legs. And she didn't have legs. Myrrh had a fish tail.
Aww, she a mermaid?
She had turned into a mermaid. And she was splashing with her fish tail in the water. And she looked to Wisp again, and Wisp had turned into this great big white fish with all sorts of little things sort of streaming off his face, like little wisps of fish. They look like hair.
Where are the parents of those guys?
Where are their parents?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know yet. They might be still back at the cabin reading. And the fish was swimming. But it's still...
But maybe they're wondering where the kids are because they've been gone for so long.
Maybe, yeah. And Wisp the fish looked to Myrrh, the mermaid, and looked to Grace in her bubble. And he sort of motioned with them, and they swam over this huge coral reef that was pink.
Can they breathe
and
now?
Red.
Because mermaids can, and mermen can, and fish can.
Myrrh had no trouble breathing under the water. It was magical. And they swam up and up. And up, and up, and up, and up,
mm-hmm.
And up. And they saw fish and more fish and other white fish, just like Wisp. Smaller ones and bigger ones and different ones. And they realized soon that they were all swimming in a school of wispy white fish. And they all looked the same. And then a little yellow fish swam through the white fish and looked at Myr. And Myr realized that the little yellow fish was her brother. And it wasn't like it looked like her brother. It didn't. It looked like a fish, and he was a kid. But at that moment, there was just something about that fish, the way it looked at her, the way she looked at him, and they both knew that each other had changed. And slowly they floated up through the beautiful turquoise water. And then they realized that they were bouncing against the sand, bouncing up.
And it must be fun to play with the sand in the ocean.
And they could see sunlight.
Have you ever played with the sand when you went scuba diving in the ocean?
Have I ever
played with the sand?
Played with the sand when I'm scuba diving? Yeah. A little bit. Usually I'm too busy looking at all the fish and the creatures and the sharks and all that stuff. So I don't usually play in the sand. But sometimes I do somersaults for fun.
You can easily do somersaults. You can float and try to turn yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look at this. Look at the light.
That's cool.
It's going like.
And they came up to the surface of the water where the sun was shining. And the sun was bright again. It was a turquoise sun, like it was when they first came to the city. And the strange thing was, as they came out of the water, do you know where they were? They were on a tiny little beach with a tiny palm tree.
Hmm. Why is everything so tiny?
And inside another room.
How did that happen?
And they sat on the sand and fish went poop, poop, and popped back to being the kid. And Myr's legs slowly reappeared and her fins disappeared. And Grace was stuck in her bubble, so Fish walked over, grabbed a little shell, and poked the bubble, and it popped. And she fell down onto the sand. And they all looked at each other with a look that was like, are we dreaming? How could we be dreaming the same dream together? And Wisp finally climbed out of the water. And then behind Wisp came all these people dressed in white. And there were young people and old people.
Those are the people who love magic!
And ladies and men, and even a couple of kids. And all the people had magic wands on their chests that were
glowing. They're all the ones who love magic! Is that right?
That's right. And they sat down on the sand, and everybody was just kind of easy and free and just enjoying the moment. And it was a small room, and suddenly there were a lot of people in it. So it was a little crowded.
Oh.
And then yeah. Wisp looked to them and said, do you understand now? And Fish didn't know anything, but he said, I don't get it. Why was I a fish? I like this place, but I don't understand. And Wisp laughed and said, that's okay. It's okay. It's a little strange to you. You're from somewhere else. And Wisp said, do you know what you are, kids? You're the kids that made a door in the forest of your world and came through to ours. And he said, but we just found the door. And he said, you found the door because you made the door.
But how did they make?
And Myr said, but how did we make it?
Just like me. That means I'm worse.
And Wisp said, don't you realize? You are wizards too.
So they were the wizards that he said, wizards!
That's right. And that is the end. Chapter 5.
Wow, that's the best!
Really? You like that?
The kids find out they're magical.
Yeah. How would you feel if you found out you were magical? Somebody told you were a wizard and you didn't know it.
That would be amazing. I would be like, I thought you thought I was never going to be a wizard. That would be cool.
Thanks for listening, and let us know. We want to hear what you think of our podcast, and one of the best ways to do that is to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and other platforms as well. We would love to hear from you. Thanks so much.
Bye.